Many people are afraid to place parlays because of the risk. All legs of your parlay must hit for a bet to be successful, so people stray from these bets. However, the payouts on parlays are tremendous if you pick the best lines. It's Thanksgiving week in the NFL, and the matchups are perfect for a parlay. The spreads are very fair for the three games we are including on the parlay. Let's go win some money. Week 12 NFL Parlay Eagles minus 3 vs Giants. If you bet the Giants ATS on Monday night against Tom Brady, I just want to apologize because that was stupid. A stat was going around saying Brady was 0-11 ATS in his past 11 primetime games. However, many of these games were not against the New York Giants, one of the worst teams in the NFL. New York barely scored on Monday against the Buccaneers. They should have a little more offensive success against Philadelphia, but the core of this team is an issue. I am not talking about Daniel Jones either. The interior offensive line cannot protect, and this would cause any quarterback to struggle. It also makes it very difficult to run the football. The Eagles have seemed to find their groove, and they have won two straight. This includes a victory over the Saints, where they scored 40 points against a decent defense. Jalen Hurts seems to be leading the team to the promised land, and he may actually be the team's franchise quarterback. After New York's performance against Tampa Bay, I cannot trust them to be within 3 points of Philadelphia. Check out the bparlay.com NFL Parlay Picks for some betting inspiration and general tips. Jets vs Texans minus 2.5. The Jets and the Texans are two very bad football teams. However, there are different levels of bad in the NFL, and Houston is a step above New York. The Jets franchise is in shambles, and there is really nothing to write home about when it comes to the 2021 team. This is compounded by the fact Zach Wilson is questionable and has not played in a few weeks. Mike White stepped up, and then he was replaced at quarterback by Joe Flacco. The bottom line is that the Jets are very bad. Houston is also not a good football team, but I would not classify them as helpless like New York. Both teams are 2-8, but Tyrod Taylor is back and surging for the team. He led Houston to an upset over the Titans by a 22-13 margin. Taylor found the end zone twice with his legs and threw for 107 yards in the win. Another reason to go with the Texans is that they have been much more competitive this year. The team is 5-5 ATS, which is commendable considering the level of talent and adversity the franchise has faced. You would be crazy to believe in the Jets at this point in the season. Chargers minus 2.5 vs Broncos. Justin Herbert led the Chargers to a huge win on Sunday night over the Steelers. The gunslinger threw for 382 yards and 3 touchdowns in the win. The Chargers racked up 533 total yards, which they will need to replicate moving forward. When Los Angeles' offense is effective and efficient, this team is very difficult to stop. If they bring this to Mile High Stadium on Sunday, they will steamroll the Broncos. The Broncos do not have an offense that will keep up with this attack. If the Chargers continue their offensive approach, they will cover minus 2.5 with ease. This line will continue to drift upwards as game day approaches. The combined odds of the parlay is plus 595. A $100 wager would pay out $695. Stay with Parlay for more NFL picks and parlay bets.